So when it comes to Shlishi of Shmos, we have really our sense of Moshe as a person. Rashi, Rishon Lekoma, Sheni Legdula, and we have a sense, as the Ramban says, V'lo Yacholis, while Moshe's intrinsic sense of justice, and when he sees injustice, you know, he needs to react. Last year we spoke about the connection between Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu. If you go back to Parshas Vayechi, Lamanistim Parshazo, Kevan Sheniftar Yaakov, Nistim Weinayim V'liban Shal Yisrael, the role of a leader is to provide vision, but also a sense of right emotional direction, Inayim Valev, and here we have Ayitzilacha Vayar B'Siblosam, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says, Nasan Eina V'libo Lios Meitzar Aleihem, right? It's kind of in a certain spiritual or emotional virtuosity. We have that at the end of the Aliyah as well. Moshe's Inayim Valev is matched by Kodesh Baruch Hu's Vayar Lokim Es B'nei Yisrael Vayeda Lokim, Rashi says, Nasan Aleihem Lev V'lo Helim Einav Mehem. If Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give Inayim Valev, so Hashem would as well. Okay, so I think we discussed that mostly last year, but what I'd like to try to develop right now is a little bit of a different, you know, a theme here. We have to mention the Ramban. Of course, the Ramban says, Vayamim HaRabim Ahim, that the truth of the matter is that Moshe Rabbeinu went through a deep period of disillusionment, and who could blame him, you know, within this context of, you know, seeing the Jewish people behave in a particular way. He sacrificed everything, right? Hasheni Ligdula, he was the heir apparent, and he was prepared to sacrifice anything to Jewish people, and their reaction on that second day is, you know, Misam Chal, Ish Sar, Veshofet Aleinu, Hal Hargeni, Atal Mer, Kasher Haragta, Samitri, Vayira Moshe, Vayomar, Achein, Noda HaDavar. And he goes into the Ramban says maybe he was 12, maybe he was 20, but it's going to be at least 60 years before Moshe Rabbeinu is going to re-enter the historical scene, and really not by his own choosing, if we're being candid about it. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly twists his arm into it. So the point of the matter is that, you know, this was obviously a major disillusionment, and we can understand it from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective. There's no doubt. And he spends many, many decades, you know, being Boreach, not just Mipnei Paro, but from, you know, Nasan Eleim Einayim Valev, and he doesn't really relate to these people. And then Chazal provide Acheinu Daha Davar. It's interesting. Rashi says, you know, Matzah Behem Medili Torin, that they were willing to, in a way that was obviously not to their advantage. Here's somebody, you know, an Egyptian powerful figure who's willing to stand up for a Jew who's being abused, and, you know, somehow their spirit has been so broken, crushed, that they're willing to, you know, speak to that person. They're willing to hand over that person to Paro, Vayishma Paro Sadavar Zev, Vayivakesh LaRoges Moshe, right? So that element of the Jewish people, Matzah Behem Dili Torin, Acheinu Daha Davar, now I know why they're not going to be redeemed. So I'd like to explore that in light of an element of, you know, Yosef HaTzadik. We're trying to focus mostly this year in Parsha Shmos on Asher Lo Yadas Yosef and the culture of Yosef and what Yosef gave to Mitzrayim, you know, over and above the, you know, saving them from an economic and national security catastrophe, but it's really a cultural contribution, a way of seeing the world. So we know that one of Yosef's great features was his refraining from Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is specifically when it's true, and he never spoke to Yaakov, as the Ramban points out very convincingly. He never told Yaakov what the brothers had done. It wasn't necessary at that point, and it would only cause his father anguish. And so if the ultimate Yeshua, if the ultimate Geula is linked, Pakod Yivkod Elokim Eschem Elisim Esatz Matzayim Yizei Etchem, very much to Yosef, right? Yosef gives that word, Pakod Yivkod, and Moshe is sort of picking up where Yosef left off. It's a very deep bond between the two of them. Vayikach Moshe Esatzmos Yosef Imo, Kiyem Zeh, Mashakasav Arun Zeh. So, you know, I think that the depth of the point of Chazal here is that they've betrayed the code of Yosef, right? This idea of being Bali Lashon Hara, Matzah Behen Dili Torin. So that was something that Moshe felt, you know, was, Alpi Chazal, disqualifying for Geula. How could Bnei Yosef deserve to be redeemed if, when Yosef, you know, was personally impacted by his brothers to such a great degree, and he never spoke to his father about it, and here Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to save them, and, you know, they go and tell Paro about it, Vayishma Paro Sadavar Zev, Vayivakesh LaRoges Moshe, Acheinu Da Davar. Now we understand very well, you know, HaDavar, Yidei Dibur, that, you know, these people are no longer deserving of redemption. And then, you know, the Ramban flows very naturally from that. It's a 60-year period of disillusionment for Moshe Rabbeinu until, you know, Hashem twists his arm back into the historical scene.